Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we talked about some of the games this week, there are some really good ones. And Bill Daly from the Miami Herald had his picks today. Got a chance to peruse those as we have games. We have a lot of listeners up in Palm Beach County. So Pahokee takes that long ride for the state semifinal up to Madison County. Pretty good, pretty darn good team. Defending, couple time defending state champions. Madison's County Cowboys. And 2A, as we said, Hector Clavijo and his Champagnat Lions will be at home. Also, Chaminade Madonna will be at home. Booker T. Washington goes to the Raw on the road against St. Pete Lakewood, a team that has 8 shutouts this year and has scored 519 points and loaded with talent. 5 Division I kids on the team. A buddy of mine went to see them last week and just totally blown away by how talented they are. Also, our 5A team game will be Tampa Jesuit, a team that was a 4 seed. We'll visit the Northwestern Bulls. That'll be coming up at Traz, the Mecca. At 6A, as we told you, that Central team will go over to play Palmetto near the Bradenton area. Another really solid team was the number one seed overall when the first RPI rankings came out. Of all the teams, they lost the game. Then 7A, St. Thomas Aquinas, and will play against Venice for the third out of 4 years. And then our 8A matchup will be a 12 noon game down at Tropical Park, Deerfield Beach, against Christopher Columbus. As we said, Bill Daly, who covers high school sports for the Miami Herald, does an awesome job. He's been doing this for a long, long time. Joined us last week, and he's back again. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Larry. Great time of year.
Yeah.
Great time of year. Getting ready for the holidays.
Well, let's start right here in our backyard with that 12 o'clock game that the whole world wanted to have changed to the night except for Columbus and them. But it's a good one. It's a Deerfield team that has been red hot since the loss to St. Thomas, a game they were in all the way to the fourth quarter. And then lost, and then against a Columbus team that has kind of ratcheted it up over the last few 4 or 5 weeks, a team that a lot of people gave no chance to even be in this position at the probably at the middle of the season. I think I called you right after the university school game, and I said to you, this was the quickest game I had ever been to in my 49 years of doing this. So you take a look at these two teams. I saw your prediction. You expect a dogfight.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I had a great line to it for Dave Dunn after they beat Western last week. I walked up to him after the game. I said, because I had not seen them since the middle of the season, too. And I just looked at him and said, what did the aliens do with your kids? They kidnapped your kids. Who are these kids? So, yeah. And he had a good chuckle. It's not easy to get Coach Dunn to laugh, but he chuckled. So, yeah, I was shocked, at how far Columbus has gone. And credit to Dunn and his staff for keeping the wheels on and keeping this, and not the wheels not spinning off, because sometimes the wheels can fly off when things go bad like that. And they did a good job. I didn't really give them much credit even in the first two rounds because they had kind of dropkick games against Gables and Miami High. But they proved their mettle, beating Western, and Henry Parrish is a great back. And this is a great matchup that arguably, like I said, the two best running backs in South Florida, and Jalen Knighton and Henry Parrish. And this should be a terrific game, unfortunately, the Deerfield folks are going to have to somehow, get their way off work or whatever. This is all thanks to the Santa's Enchanted Forest at Tropical and everything that they have. Columbus has to play during the day. So good for me, good for us.
Yeah.
We can go to two games now. We can go to this one and then still go to a night game. I'll be a Traz Powell for the Northwestern Jesuit game as well. So it should be a terrific game, and I look for a close finish. I think I think this is Deerfield's third try in the last 4 years in the state semis. They've been knocking on the door for a while. In as good as Columbus is, put the wheels back on. It's still not the same team as last year. That went all the way and almost beat Mandarin in the finals. So just a hunch. It could be very close. Either team could win. I'm going with the Bucks on a hunch that they finally get over the hump and win the state semi.
We move up to 7A. St. Thomas playing a familiar region final foe, team from Venice. A team that has some losses, but if you look at those losses, they're all the nationally rated teams. And not as good a team as in the past, but also their defense is probably has been as good as it has been. They're going up against a juggernaut, a team that does not bend defensively. Offensively, this is not the St. Thomas of old. This isn't a team that'll score 70 points at a drop of the hat. They have to work for their points this year. But the defense, Bill, has set this team up in such great position that it's got to be one of the best defenses in all of the state.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. Led by Derek Wingo, who's just an absolute drop dead stud terror I agree. St. Thomas' offense much more pedestrian, but they can afford to be pedestrian with that great defense on the other side of the ball. And four straight years, St. Thomas and Venice are it's amazing. The same two teams, four straight years in the state semis. Venice coming here, a little strange with a 5-4 regular season record, but like I said, they played a very challenging schedule, tough schedule. But St. Thomas, they've got their eye on the big prize this time. I mean, they were upset by Venice 2 years ago over there. They lost to Lakeland last year in the state final. And even though it's only been 3 years, 3 years isn't a long time for most schools in between state titles.
Yeah.
But for St. Thomas, it's like a lifetime.
Yeah.
So I think the Raiders are ready to get the big prize again. I think they'll take care of business.
And what was your pick in this game?
I took St. Thomas, I think, something like 35-13 or something
okay.
like that.
All right.
So I think they'll handle business. I'm not even sure Venice will score 13 on that defense.
Yeah, that's a tough defense. They're gonna have to capitalize on mistakes to do that. 6A, look who's back in town. The Rockets, a 4 seed, uncharacteristic, but nevertheless they're at a place they haven't been in quite a few years. And it's in the last 2 years has been Northwestern, that was Carroll City, but we all remember the green and white. Everybody knows how potent they could be. They're taking a trip across the state to play a Palmetto team that's real good, maybe not the speed and the schedule that anywhere near the schedule that Central's played, but I think Central's more than shown with a shutout of Dillard, a commanding win at Naples, the number one seed, and also against Dunbar. Talk about that game.
I think absolutely. You talk about a long time during drinks. It must seem like forever for Central, 4 years since they've been to the state final after winning 4 straight. So I think the Rockets are hungry again. Roland Smith, does such a great job. I think, and I think Larry would be interesting to see how them and Booker T make out going to the West Coast this week against supposedly really good teams in Palmetto and St. Pete Lakewood. And, we'll see because, these teams always talk like, this is it. But then they get these teams from South Florida with the size and the speed.
Oh, yeah.
You just see the separation. You just see the difference.
No doubt.
I profess that I haven't watched or haven't seen a lot of Palmetto. I know they're good, but they haven't seen – I don't think they've seen any – I don't think they've played anyone from South Florida.
No.
And
no.
I think Central will go there, and I took Central to win by, I think, a couple of touchdowns. So, and I think the Rockets will take care of business.
Not a 5A game, as you talked about. Booker T. Washington, who is probably the success story. Everything that's happened last week, five starters for them played at Northwestern that they had last year, two the week before against Gulliver. So those are seven kids that they could have had on this already impressive team. Lost their head coach, Ice Harris, who went to Florida Memorial. Their co-head coach, Earl Tillman, has been battling cancer, lost 130 pounds. You and I went over and talked to him. Great guy. One of the great guys in this game anyway. And then you have Coach Wright, who had a stroke moments before the American game. They have a 5'7", 130-pound quarterback who just knows how to win. Going against a Lakewood team that is really talented. Unbeaten. Seven shutouts. 500 points scored. One of the top quarterbacks in the state. And right now, they have as many guys in the NFL as any team in high school football. That's something that a lot of people didn't know, including the brothers from UCF and also the kid Wynn. And they're just talented. But as you said, they haven't faced a team like Booker T. And Booker T has run the gauntlet. They played Apopka and beat him in the kickoff classic. They went and battled Central right down to the wire. They beat Trinity Christian. They went over and knocked heads with IMG. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually, if you misspoke, by the way, this is a 4A game. We'll get to 5A.
Oh, 4A, I'm sorry, yeah, 4A.
Yeah, I mean, very similar, you're right, very similar to Central and Palmetto, and, you know, they need to, but they can't just, and like I wrote today in my column, they can't just roll the ball out on the field and just say, okay, we're from South Florida, so we'll take care of business. I mean, they still need to take, you're right, I mean, Lakewood and Palmetto are very good football teams, and if you don't show up ready to go and with what's at stake, then you know they will beat you.
Yes,
you know, they'll knock you off. But Booker T, I mean, you watch them, you know, how they beat Gulliver, and then they go up and beat Cardinal Gibbons and little Torrey Morrison, all 740 pounds and running around all over the place. Nobody can catch them, and it's just it's, you know, finding Ja'Cory Brooks and handing off to Shamar Paul. And it's just, you know, they're just amazing. And you're right, Larry, what they've had to go through this year, losing Ice and yeah. Coach Tillman, you know, falling ill. And then, then Coach Wright with his health problems. So it's been one thing after another. And they just lean on each other, and they know how to persevere through all kinds of obstacles. And I think they'll get it done. And I think they're not going to blow Lakewood out. It won't be any running clock or anything. But I think they'll get it done. They'll win it.
Okay, Bill Daly joining us, Miami Herald. There's a couple more minutes left. 4A, we did the 4A. Let's do 5A. Northwestern, big win last week. We were at the game against Heritage, 23-20. Good, really good game. They will host Tampa Jesuit. A good team, very disciplined team, as we saw last year against Gibbons. Only lost 14-3. Talk about that game.
Yeah, just a monster, as you and I both saw, just a monster effort by the Bulls, getting it done, beating Heritage there in that amazing atmosphere, something I haven't seen like that in years. This might be tough coming on. I mean, they could be a little bit, you know, flat and you know, it might be tough emotionally for them.
Yeah.
Because they used up a lot of energy last Friday night,
yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, they, you know, and Tampa Jesuit is still, you know, a very good team.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I wouldn't be shocked if Jesuit has a little bit of energy coming out and maybe the game's close for a while. But, hey, eventually that talent, especially on defense with Timothy Burns and Watty Huggins, that's going to take over. And that's going to take over at some point in the game. And
oh, yeah.
I think the Bulls are going to be just fine. And I think Bulls fans can, maybe make their reservations to go up to Daytona.
All right, quickly, two-time defending state champion Chaminade looking for a four-straight trip. Will host a pretty good team in Clearwater Central Catholic, a team that's won 10 straight. We seen them in the spring, but they're a different team now. Quickly talk about that.
Good team for CC's a good team. But, you know, Chaminade has beaten them each of the last 2 years in Clearwater.
Yep.
Now they're getting them on their field in Hollywood, I expect Damian Jones and the crew to take care of their business, and I would be stunned if Chaminade doesn't win this and win rather easily.
Okay. So. And then we talked to Hector Clavijo, also Champagnat, looking for a 4-straight trip, playing a team in Sefner Christian Academy that is also on a 10-game winning streak and has played extremely well, but they have not come close to playing the competition that the Lions have. Take a look at that one.
Not even close. Sefner Christian's going to get – they're going to get hit. They're going to get hit with a left and a right and a left and a right. They're not going to know what hit them. And Hector doesn't care. They can go from Curtis Park to Flamingo Park, yep, to Southridge to Harris Field. They go all over the place and they'll play you. So they'll just take them over to Flamingo Park and they'll take care of business. And I wouldn't be stunned if Sefner Christian gets running clocked on Friday night. So
could be.
Fully expect Champagnat to head to Tallahassee on this one.
No doubt. Before we let you go, what's going to be on the Thanksgiving dinner plates and the table at the Daly household? I know you guys get a big family going. What's the go-to food that's got to be there for you?
Yeah, we're going to, I can't wait. I get to spend my daughter, my brother-in-law, my son-in-law's up in Plantation and get to spend the day with my precious little 2-year-old granddaughter, and I can't wait. So, and my son-in-law Mark does a fried turkey. I've never had fried turkey before. He's got the deep fryer out, and he fries the turkey, and we'll do the rest of the mashed potatoes, and we'll do all the standard stuff. But this will be different this time. I've never had a fried turkey, so we're gonna fry a turkey, and we'll see how it goes with the fried turkey as opposed to the traditional turkey.
Good stuff. All right, Bill, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you bright and early on Friday morning down at Tropical for the first of two.
Larry, you have a great holiday, my friend. We'll see you Friday morning.
Good stuff. Bill Daly wraps up the first hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.